From Jeremiah chapter number 7. Jeremiah chapter 7, I'm going to begin reading with the very first verse. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there this word and say, Hear the word of the Lord, all ye of Judah that enter in, at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Trust ye not in lying words, saying, The temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. For if ye thoroughly amend your ways and your doings, if ye thoroughly execute judgment between a man and his neighbor, if ye oppress not the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow, and shed not innocent blood in this place, neither walk after other gods to your hurt, then will I cause you to dwell in this place, in the land that I gave to your fathers forever and ever. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, We're delivered to do all these admonitions, abominations. In this house which is called by my name, is this house which is called by my name become a den of robbers in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, saith the Lord. But go ye now unto my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people Israel. And now because ye have done all these works, saith the Lord, and I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not, and I called you, but ye answered not. Therefore will I do unto this house, which is called by my name, wherein ye trust, and unto the place which I gave to you and to your fathers, as I have done to Shiloh, and I will cast you out of my sight, as I have cast out all your brethren, even the whole seed of Ephraim. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession for them, for I will not hear thee." And may God add His blessings to the reading of the Word and anoint what is said and done. I would just like to give us some background and come to the sermon. Some years earlier, in the days of the son of Solomon by the name of Rehoboam, there was division amongst the peoples of Israel. And the Bible said there was such a division that they divided asunder the northern kingdom against the southern kingdom. And so the northern kingdom was called Israel and the southern kingdom was called Judah. And there came a time in the lives of the peoples of the northern kingdom that they rebelled against God, and God had them to be overrun by the enemy, captured and taken into captivity and never returned. And now God is dealing with the southern kingdom of Judah. He has talked to them and ministered to them through the prophets and through the judges, through the priests. And now God is having the prophet Jeremiah to give a message to the people of Judah of the southern kingdom. He's already, in the chapters 2 through 6, he's already preached two sermons, two messages to Judah. And now we come to today's scripture, and Jeremiah is to preach one more message, and it's to be the message of judgment. Judgment that is coming. But I want to make something clear to begin at the outset of the sermon today. Whatever comes our way, whatever concerning judgment that God might pour out upon the world, I want you to keep this in mind. God is a good God. God is a merciful God. He's a long-suffering God. He's a patient God. He's a loving God. If you want to know how great God's love is, read the 3rd chapter of John in the 16th verse. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Then today's scripture text, God is directing Jeremiah to preach a third message to the southern kingdom of Judah. And it's an unpopular message. And yet God is having him to preach it. Some years later, a lot of years later, before Jesus went away, he said to the disciples and to you and me, he said, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Tell everybody the good news. But on this occasion, he wasn't telling Jeremiah to go tell everybody. He had a special message for the people of God. A special message. And he said, I'll tell you what I want you to do, Jeremiah. I want you to go to the temple. I want you to stand in the gate of the temple. And while the people are coming in to worship in the temple, in the house of God, I want you to preach. Judgment's coming. Tell those as they make their way to the house of God and as they're leaving, tell them that judgment is coming. He said, as you stand in the gate in that third verse of that seventh chapter, he says, tell them to amend your ways. There's some things that are missing out in your life. There's some things that you have let go. There's some things that you have no longer serving God as you are. Amend your ways. Come back, he's saying. Come back to the truths of God's Word. You've listened to the lies of the false prophets, and you've been worshiping the idols of Baal and whatever. But he says, if you will obey my Word, if you'll call on me, I will allow you to enter in and keep this house and this home of this promised land that I've given you. I will not let you go into captivity. I will allow you to stay in this promised land if you will obey. But if you do not obey, there will be captivity. It's a message of judgment. Do you have your Bible still open? I'm going to read the 12th verse. But go ye now unto my place which was in Shiloh, where I set my name at the first, and see what I did to it for the wickedness of my people, Israel, speaking about the northern kingdom. He's saying, go preach the message of judgment that's coming. Go tell them that if they do not amend their ways, what I did to the northern kingdom, I will do to you, the southern kingdom. Go to Shiloh and see what I did. Go look it over. Shiloh was where I first put my name when they came up out of Egypt and crossed the wilderness and came into the promised land. Shiloh was where I put my name. Shiloh was where the tabernacle was. Shiloh was where the ark of the covenant was. Shiloh where my presence was there in the tabernacle of the Almighty God. And now look at Shiloh. It's collapsed. It's been overrun. The people have been carried away into captivity by the Assyrians. Shambles. Nothing. Go see Shiloh. What takes place when people will not listen, when people will not hear, when people continue on in sin and will not listen? He says, look at Shiloh and you'll find what is coming if you will not amend your ways. And in the 8th through the 10th verses, he tells them, and I'll read those again. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will ye steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense under Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? He said, you're religious. You're attending service in the house of God. And since these Israelites, the seed of Abraham, were worshiping in this beautiful temple that Solomon had built, they thought that everything was all right. As long as we're going to church, as long as we're going to the house of God, as long as we say, God, we love you, everything's all right. God is saying, you're trusting in lies. You've listened to false doctrine. Just because you're Israelites, just because you're the seed of Abraham and worship in the beautiful temple, you think that's all that's required. And now he says you've trusted in lies and committed adultery and worshiping idols. while all the time claiming to love God. And I thought as I was reading that, this took place 2,600 years ago. And it sounds a lot like America, 2012. How far America has gone. I'm going to make a statement that I hope you'll jot it down. God does not change His Word when fads change and fancies change. America today is headed fast to be like Sodom and Gomorrah. Quickly. But God doesn't change the Word every generation just to fit what the people would like to do or say. What God has outlined in the Bible is sin. Was sin for the northern kingdom. Was sin for the southern kingdom. Was sin in Jesus' day. It is sin today. Sin outlined in the Bible is sin. And sin has an awful price tag. And too often America has taken it lightly. We've got a lot of preaching today that is make you feel good preaching. You're okay, I'm okay, do the best you can, we'll all go to glory together. That won't get you there. God says there's an awful price tag for sin. Last Sunday night when I concluded the sermon about the rapture, I mentioned the last words of the 17th verse of the 4th chapter of the 1 Thessalonians. When Paul said, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. When I think about that brother, it just thrills my heart. Amen. There'll never be any more goodbyes. There'll never be any more separation. There'll never be any more sickness or suffering or trial or trouble. Hallelujah. Forever with the Lord. Brother, that's enough to shout about and to rejoice about. Forever with the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. And now, He is saying to Jeremiah, preach a sermon that judgment is coming because they will not obey, they will not listen up. They need to amend their ways, but they have failed to do so. And because of that, they will be separated from God. Just like America today, well, if they will not listen, if they will not come back, they will be separated from God here and forever in the torments of the damned. Jeremiah was sent with a message of judgment because the people have sinned. I am not preaching the sermon today for any particular person or any particular family, and my family is here as well. I'm preaching what I feel that God. I had some notes that I had for years ago, and I picked it up and saw something, and I thought God gave me a thought, and I went a different direction altogether for the sermon today. And I've said before, I don't know when I'm going to climb that step to the platform and preach the last sermon. And you don't know the last time you're going to walk in that door and be together with God's people. But I'm going to make a statement. Judah had failed God, and God said, judgment's coming. I am not saying today that you failed God, nor I failed God. But judgment's coming. And we need to live in the light of the fact that although judgment's coming, we can live in victory. And have the peace of God in our hearts. Then I want you to notice the 13th verse. He said, I have called you, but ye answered not. I've sent the prophets, I've sent the priests, I've sent the preachers, I've sent the judges to tell you that I, my spirit, will not always strive with man. It's time to get ready. It's time to serve God. I've called and I've called and I've called, and you've answered not. But I'm going to leave this with you today. God was faithful in continuing to call and called and called, and even though they did not listen and they acted as if they did not hear, God kept on calling. God's a good God. I am glad, and I say this as humbly as I know how, this Sunday morning, I'm glad that God did not give up on me and my wife in 1953 and 1954. I'm glad that He called in 1955.
I don't know how much longer he would have called, but I'm glad he called one more time. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He has been faithful. No one will be able to stand before God and say, God, but you let me down. God's been faithful. He sent the church out to tell the world, call the world to repentance. God's a faithful God. Thank God. Thank God. Let me use some illustrations. When Israel was in Egyptian slavery, the Bible tells me that Moses was sent to be the deliverer. When they came to the Red Sea, when the children of Israel came to the Red Sea, had no way to get across, God opened it up so that they might cross on dry ground. When they were hungry in the wilderness, God opened the pantries of heaven and sent angel food. And they ate angel food for 40 years. And when they were thirsty, He gave them cool water out of a hard rock, a flinty rock. How God is faithful. Although many perished in the wilderness because of unbelief, He was faithful to bring them in, those that survived, into the land of promise, into the land of milk and honey, just as He had said He would. God was faithful to Israel. He didn't give up on them. He was loving and patient and long-suffering and kind. He called and called and called. And now He's calling through the prophet Jeremiah and saying, because I've called and you've not answered. You haven't answered. I have mentioned in various sermons over these years, and some of you have heard me preach now, all of your Christian life. I told you about my family, and I brag on them because it's a good family. But I've said this before, but I repeat it, and if you don't understand where I'm coming from, you just don't understand. If Daddy called, and we were in earshot, or we were the place where we could hear, we better answer. And it's like I heard my brother preach a funeral this past week. He said, if Daddy called the second time and you didn't answer, the next time he'll call you by your full name. Now, my younger brother, he might remember more than I, but I don't remember Daddy doing that. A whole lot. If he's called twice already, he don't even need to know my middle name. I don't need to know his. When Daddy called, we knew to answer. Listen closely. When God calls, and Judah failed to answer, that's a reproach to God. Without me, you can do nothing. You can't even live. You have no breath without me. And I've called you. I've called for you to come back. And you wouldn't even answer. No response. And America's been the same way. God's called and called and called and called. We are a blessed nation. From the time that this nation was founded, did you know the leading educational institutions in America were Christian institutions? William and Mary and Brown and Princeton and Harvard, led by Christians, teaching the Christian principles of the Bible, and many others. We are a blessed nation. There was a great revival of holiness that swept across this land in the 17th and 18th centuries, and the early part of the 19th century. Then the great Pentecostal revival that broke out in the early part of last century. How that God blessed. We are a blessed people. And I am not happy to tell you what I'm saying now, but America has forgotten God. And God has kept on calling preachers, teachers, leaders, calling, calling. And America has turned a deaf ear. And America is going the ways of some others. Lost out. And the thought is, judgment's coming. And the southern kingdom of Judah had forsaken God. And when I thought about God is faithful to call, I thought every Sunday school class across the land this morning where the Bible was being taught,
It was God calling.
Every sermon preached with God's anointing is God calling.
Every gospel tract that someone reads, it's God's calling. I got a letter yesterday from Wycliffe Translators about with the new technologies. It's taken years and years and years to translate one book of the Bible in the past. But now with all the modern day translations, abilities and what have you, technologies, they're able now to get the word translated into languages one after another. Wycliffe Translators are doing a tremendous job. Thank you, church. We give $300 every month. One to Wycliffe Translators and two to about spreading the gospel of Jesus, not Jesus film or whatever the name of it is. $300 to Wycliffe Translators. What do you say, preacher? I'm saying that God is saying to Judah, the Southern Kingdom, if you will listen, I called and called, and if you don't listen and I'm in your ways, I will spare you and you can stay in the land, but you refuse to listen, and now judgment's coming. God's called America, and on too many occasions America's been like Judah, have failed to answer. And I come to the third part. Because you have failed, he said, I will send judgment. 12th verse. As I've read it already, God said, go to Shiloh. Go to the northern kingdom. See what happened to the people. Because of their sin, judgment fell. The enemy overran them and the city of Shiloh collapsed. Then thousands were taken into captivity. Let me just leave something in your mind today. If you're in Bible study, it might be good for you to remember. In the year 721 B.C., the northern kingdom had sinned and said, we're going to do our own thing, and they wouldn't listen to God. And God said, I called and called and called, but you will listen, so I'm sending judgment now. 721 B.C., the Assyrian nation, the Assyrians, Iraqi, Iran, that area over there, the Assyrians, ruled the world. They came against the northern kingdom of Israel. And they seized it and they took it. They destroyed it, they defeated it, and took people away from the northern kingdom and took them away into captivity. And when they got there, they sent some back, having intermingled with Persians or Assyrians, and now they have re-inhabited that part of the land with a mixed breed. That's why Samaritans in the northern kingdom were not liked by Jews, and Jews were not liked by Samaritans because of what happened when the Assyrians came and took them into captivity. And I want to make one other statement. When they took them in 721 B.C. away into captivity, they never came back as a people. 721, that's 2,700 years ago. And they've never returned as a people, the northern kingdom. It's a dangerous thing to sin against God. Judgment's coming. And so, in this last part, when Jesus has said go, or God has said to Jeremiah, tell the people to go to Shiloh and see what's happened. He said, you have refused to amend your ways. You have trusted in lying words and listened to false prophets. You failed to answer when I called, and now it's too late. Now he said that to Judah. He said, if you just listen and obey, I'll let you stay in the land. But now because you have not listened and you have not answered and you've gone the ways of the world, and because of that, it's too late. Judgment's on the way. And I believe God's sending a message to America. I don't know about you, but I'm concerned about our land. And I mean that. And that is not a political statement. I'm not concerned about Democrats, nor Republicans, nor independents, nor whoever. Along that line, I'm concerned about America. And unless America has revival, America's going the same ways of the others. And God's sending a message. He's saying to America, if you continue to live in sin, and if you continue to reject the message, through the blood of Jesus, redemption comes if you refuse that. If you continue to refuse the invitation when I reach out my hands and invite you to come, it will soon be too late for America. Judgment will fall. And then that 16th verse, the last part. Therefore pray not thou for this people, neither lift up cry nor prayer for them, neither make intercession for me, to me, for I will not hear thee. He's saying to a preacher, he's saying to Jeremiah, a man that's been called of God and used of God. He said, Jeremiah, even if you pray, I'm not going to hear. It's too late for the people. It's too late for the southern kingdom of Judah. No need to pray. They've crossed the line. They've waited too late. Judgment now is on the way. And when God says something, you can mark it down. 6 years later, the Assyrian Empire was defeated by Babylon. And the Babylonians came against the southern kingdom of Judah. The same ones that Jeremiah had been preaching to. And said, God's called you, but you would not listen, and now it's too late. God says, don't even pray for you, because he's not going to hear. Judgment's coming, and it did. Read history. Go to the history books. Not even in the Bible, go to the history books. In the year 606 B.C., the Babylonians came against Jerusalem and overran the city. They came again 10 years later in 596, and they came back again in 586, and Jerusalem fell. The walls came down. The cities were burned. God destroyed it by the Babylonians. Why? Judgment came. Because of sin, failure to obey God. And I've got one bit of good news. It is not too late yet for America. Thank God. As long as God gives people like we gathered here yesterday morning, made a circle in praying, as long as God gives us a burden to pray, there's still hope. There'll be some that will listen. Some that will heed the call. America's fast going the wrong direction, but there's a big God in the heavens. And if America will turn back, God will still give revival. He will still move and bless and minister. Judgment came to Judah, and judgment will come to America unless America comes back to God, regardless of the lukewarmness and the indifference among so many in the professing church, regardless of the lack of faithfulness to Bible reading and church attending and prayer times and the rest. America has not yet crossed the finish line. How do you know, Brother Jones? Because God had me to preach these words today. I didn't know I was going to preach at all today until Wednesday night. So I realized I've got to get two sermons. And I prayed. And I thought I had everything all right. And I came back out again and had to revive some things. And then some more last night. Regardless of what's happening in the world, there's hope in America. And I'm going to close with a verse of Scripture. We're going to pray. This is not written for any particular people, as far as I'm concerned right now. God says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, and I circled that word. I preached a sermon years ago about then, and I thought, as I was preparing for the sermon, I thought, if I ever preach that again, I'll have some more thens. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I forgive their sin. Then will I heal the land. If a land needs healing, it's America. If a land needs coming back to God, it's America. Hallelujah. I love America. Can you say amen?
We love this country. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to see America have a move of God. One more time. Hallelujah. If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land. Amen. I will answer their prayers. I will give revival. I will bless them. Hallelujah.
What do you say, preacher? Judgment is held off for America for today. I don't know when judgment will come, but I know today if we'll obey God, judgment will come to us. Judgment will not come to us if we'll obey God. If my people, and I'm going to leave this with you and my wife will come to the piano. Do you know who Jeremiah was preaching to? Do you know where he was preaching? He was preaching at the door of the church. He wasn't preaching to those out yonder. He's preaching to those at the door of the church coming into the house of God. Coming to go through their religious ceremonies and rituals. And they say, oh, we love God, we love God. And nothing can touch us because we worship in the temple of God. And the temple of God is where God said He would place His name. And so everything's all right. Listen closely. Everything's not all right unless God's ruling in your heart and life. If my people, and I close with this, whatever you do, get ready and stay ready. Judgment has not yet come. America has been blessed abundantly. I thank God for His blessings today. God has extended His hands of mercy. Whatever you do, get ready and stay ready. When I had talked to Redden Jasper, the last time I talked to him about his eternal destiny, this is what Redden Jasper said before this last time. Redden Jasper said, when I asked him how about his experience with God, are you ready? He said, I hope so. Last Monday night, he said, I know everything's all right. He's had over a year to pray, flat of his back, nursing home and hospital, unable to feed himself much of the time, eating through a tube in his stomach. Has lived, been no life at all, hardly, but God has spared him. And I believe in his sparing him, he's been a merciful God. Last Monday night, he didn't say, I hope so. He said, I've committed to God and I love Him and I know He loves me. Everything's all right. Will you stand together with me? Whatever you do, get to that place in your life that everything's all right between you and God.